whatever.
Just find someone who's turning, and you will come around.
You are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. This is Radio Clash. I'm your host, Will Moustakakis. And, yeah, so this is my last show of the semester. It's flown by. Not really. No, not at all. It's been quite a trek. Anyway, so this show is going to be Dismantling Summer. It's going to be songs about summer. And kind of just not really even songs about summer. Some of the songs are about summer, some of them aren't. It's just a lot about a lot of happy songs, upbeat songs, at least. Anyway, first off, we have a song that's about like sunshine and stuff. Santa Monica by Everclear off their 1995 album Sparkle and Fade. Everclear, alternative rock band. Fronted by frontman Art Alexakis, Greek. It's good. Anyway, I can go on a rant about that, but I won't. Here we go with Santa Monica from Everclear.
I am still living with your ghost, lonely and dreaming of the West Coast. I don't wanna be your downtown. I don't wanna be your stupid game. With my big black boots and an old suitcase, I do believe I'll find myself a new place. Leave the fire behind, swim out past the breakers.
That was Santa Monica from Everclear. Up next, we have the title track of this episode, Dismantling Summer from the Wonder Years, a band I used to listen to a lot. Haven't really listened to them in a while, actually. I have this single on clear vinyl. So it came like with other stuff, and it was a really good deal. So I was like, yeah, sure, I'll get that. And the clear vinyl looks sick. So here we go with Dismantling Summer from The Wonder Years.
Outside your bedroom, I hope they let me in.
That was Dismantling Summer from The Wonder Years. Up next, I have Where the Kids Are from Blondfire off their debut album, Young Heart, which was released back in 2014. It's a good track, so I hope you enjoy it.
Yeah.
That was Where the Kids Are from Blondefire. You know, a song about, you know, partying and, well, not partying, just like having fun, you know? Like partying if you want, I guess, but having fun. And that, 'cause that's what I want to do this summer, have fun. Basically, anything is better than finals. Up next, we have Summer of 69 from Bryan Adams, the Canadian Bruce Springsteen, off his album Reckless. Bryan Adams was my dad's first concert. Interesting fact. Not that anyone but my dad really cares. So I hope you enjoy Summer of 69 from Bryan Adams.
I got my first real six string, bought it at the Five and Dime, played it till my fingers bled. Was the summer of 69. Me and some guys from school had a band and we tried real hard. Jimmy quit, Jody got married. Should've known we'd never get far. But when I look back now, the summer seemed to last forever. And if I had the choice, yeah, I'd always wanna be there. Those were the best days of my life. Hey! Ain't no use in complaining when you got a job to do. Spend my evenings down at the drive-in, and that's when I met you, yeah. Standing on your mama's porch, you told me that you'd wait forever. Oh, and when you held my hand, I knew that it was now or never. Those were the best days of my life. Oh yeah. Back in the summer of 69. Oh. Man, we were killing time. We were young and restless. We needed to unwind. I guess nothing could last forever. Forever, no.
That was Summer of 69 from Bryan Adams. Up next, we have Lost Weekend from the So-So Glows off their album Blowout, 2013 album. I just looked at it. That's fun. The So-So Glows are, I guess I'd call them up-and-coming indie band. Anyway, they're quite something. This song's not really about the summer. It's kind of just about having fun. Well, is it really about that? It's just an upbeat song, really, that I quite like. So I hope you like it, too. Anyway, here we go with Lost Weekend from the So-So Glows. That was Lost Weekend from the So-So Glows. Yeah, so I really enjoy that song. It's not really about the summer, but I don't really care. It's got a great bass line. It's a very simple bass line, but I really enjoy it. Anyway, up next we have a jazz classic. Well, I guess it's a jazz classic. It's a jazz standard, at least. And I had a tough time trying to decide which version of this I wanted to play. I think Dizzy Gillespie's version is probably my favorite, but that one's like 6 minutes long, and most of the time it's just instrumentals, and I didn't want to bore my five listeners to death. So I went for the Count Basie and Ella Fitzgerald version. This is On the Sunny Side of the Street, so I hope you enjoy.
Leave your worry on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-pat? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on a sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on parade. But I'm not afraid. This rover crossed over. If I never have a cent, as Rockefeller. Gold dust at my feet on the sunny side of the street. Sunny
That was On the Sunny Side of the Street from Count Basie and Ella Fitzgerald. Great track about sun, I guess. That's why I included it, but it's a great track. Ella Fitzgerald has a wonderful voice, as you all know by now after listening to it. Anyway, up next we have maybe the most mainstream song I've ever played. It's Island in the Sun from Weezer. But I couldn't do a summer show without including this song. So anyway, here we go with Island in the Sun from Weezer. That was Island in the Sun from Weezer off their self-titled album, Weezer. But, like, Weezer are an interesting band because they have 4 self-titled albums. That was off the Green album, which came out in 2001. Up next we have Cape Cod Kwasa Kwasa from Vampire Weekend off their 2008 debut album, Vampire Weekend. Reminds me of summer because Cape Cod is a place with beaches and where I go in the summer. That was a very poorly phrased sentence. I couldn't really think of what I wanted to say, and it did not come out well. Anyway, the song's pretty good, though. Cape Cod Kwasa Kwasa by Vampire Weekend. Here we go. ¶¶
mother on a sandy lawn as a sophomore with reggaeton.
That was Cape Cod Kwasa Kwasa from Vampire Weekend. Yeah, I really like that song. It's got some cool, almost like calypso type thing going on with the percussion and the melody in the background. I don't know. I just really like that song. It reminds me of summertime. I think it's about the summertime. Like, anyway, I Vampire Weekend has some interesting lyrics. Yeah, that's all I'm going to say about it. Anyway, up next we have Let's Dance to Joy Division from The Wombats. Song about dancing to Joy Division. Joy Division, great band. Dancing, great activity. What could go wrong? Obviously, it's ironic because Joy Division is not music you would typically dance to. But anyway, here we go with Let's Dance to Joy Division from The Wombats.
This little boy's brain, a small piece of advice that took 22 years in the make, and I will break it for you now. Please learn from my mistakes. Please learn from my mistakes. Let's dance to Joy Division and celebrate the irony. Everything is going wrong, but we're so happy. Let's dance to Joy Division and raise our glass to the ceiling, cause this could all go so wrong, but we're so happy. Yeah, we're so happy.
side of town. That's where we'll be. And we will wait for you and lead you through the dance floor up to the DJ booth. You know what to ask for. You know what to ask for. You ask for Joy Division and celebrate the irony. Everything is going wrong, but we're so happy. Let's dance to Joy Division and raise our glass to the ceiling, cause this could all go so wrong. Cure for a broken heart. Let tear us apart. Let the love tear us apart. I found the cure for a broken heart. Let tear us apart.
That was Let's Dance to Joy Division from the Wombats. It's a very sugary song, you know. Felt like I was going to get a cavity from listening to it, but I still enjoy it. Still enjoy it. It's very poppy, but I do still enjoy it. Yeah, it kind of sums up my life right now, you know. Everything is going wrong. Well, it could go wrong. The finals will not be fun. But I'm still happy because the summer's coming up. Yay! Anyway, up next we have a song that's not about summer. It's just kind of a song that's very upbeat. It's got a very positive message. And I like it. It makes me want to dance. I do dance to it. I will be dancing in the studio. Luckily for me, this is not a television show and you'll not be able to see that. Only hear the song. Anyway, so here we go with... it's a track from Mark Anthony, called Vivir Mi Vida, or To Live My Life, or I guess just Live My Life would probably be a better translation. It's probably what he was going for. Anyway, so here we go with Vivir Mi Vida from Mark Anthony.
La 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 la. escuchar el silencio para encontrar el camino. ¿Y para qué llorar? ¿Para qué? Si duele una pena se olvida. ¿Y para qué sufrir? ¿Para qué? Si duele una pena se olvida. La la la.
Opa.
That was Vivir Mi Vida from Mark Anthony. It's a very good song. I like the horns in that are quite nice. Anyway, up next we have a song that is definitely about the beach because it's called Rockaway Beach. It's a classic song from the Ramones off their 1977. Yes, their 1970s. I'm being really good with these album dates. 1977 album, Rocket to Russia, which in my opinion is probably the Ramones' best album. I don't know. I can't make up my mind about what the Ramones' best album is. But lucky for me, I don't have to, because I know that this is a great song off a great album. So here we go with Rockaway Beach from the Ramones.
1, 2, 3, 4...
Rock, rock, rock away beach. We get into rock to rock.
That was Rockaway Beach from the Ramones. Up next, we have a song called Run from Tiggs the Author. It's featuring Lady LeSure. I don't really know how to say that. But anyway, I hope you enjoy this song. It's quite upbeat. It's quite interesting. It's interesting, that's for sure. So here we go with Run.
I ran away from fighting, but they made me stronger. You can call me runner. Freedom is power. Every time I let loose, I get this situation. I'm sorry, Miss Officer. Don't take me to the station. Run, 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 run. Always tucked up in the middle. Put my head inside a pillow till I'm feeling like bum, 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 bum. Check you out, head up in the clouds. Nothing in this life is ever bringing me down. She said, Don't you ever
run from my love, but you still run.
Run, run, run. Cause I be the one that walks on stage and makes them say, and I be the one that's traveling the world, it's no vacay. I'm so unique, don't you see? Ocean deep, flow so sweet, and it's edible, I'm so incredible, incredible. Ow!
That was Run from Tiggs the Author. Yeah, it's an interesting song. Tiggs the Author, I believe he's from the UK. I'm not quite sure. He's very, as Peter Tarenti would say, underground. Or I guess not as Peter would be called, I suppose. You'll know what I'm talking about if that pertains to you. Anyway, up next we have... I think it's going to be my last track. I'm a little under time here, which doesn't usually happen because I usually talk a lot about random stuff. Anyway, so yeah, I think this is going to be my last track of the day. Last track of the semester, I guess. It's a pretty good track. So this is The Knights of Wine and Roses by Japandroids. It's off their album Celebration Rock, and... for me, Celebration Rock is probably my go-to, it's probably my go-to summer album because just all the songs are upbeat, more or less happy, and you know, they're very good songs, and not to mention, the album starts and finishes with fireworks, so this is the first track off the album, and at the beginning of the track, there are fireworks. And then at the end of the last track, Continuous Thunder, there are also fireworks. So yeah, for me, this album just kind of embodies summer. So here we go with The Knights of Wine and Roses from the Canadian duo Japan Droids off their 2012 album. Ooh, I missed that one. Off their 2012 album, Celebration Rock. Hope you enjoy. That was The Knights of Wine and Roses from Japan Droids off their 2012 album, Celebration Rock.
I am still living with your ghost.
That was my
lonely and dreaming of the world.
Oh no, I'm having technical difficulties. Okay, anyway, that was my, as I was saying, that was The Knights of Wine and Roses from Japan Droids off their 2012 album, Celebration Rock. And that was my last track of the semester. It's good to know that I can go a whole semester and still have technical difficulties at the end. In the last episode, I've done 12 episodes of this show, still having technical difficulties. That's fun. Anyway, to anyone who is still listening, I don't know why you would be. That was the last track.